PNM picks Quesos Edam, written by Elaine Goodman. Public Service Company of New Mexico announced November 11 its intent to join Quesos' extended day-ahead market, extending Edam's reach farther into the desert southwest in its latest victory over SPP's Markets Plus. In a statement, PNM CEO Don Terry cited the utility's experience with Quesos' Western Energy Imbalance Market, WAIM, as a factor in the decision. PNM has received $125 million in benefits since joining AYIM in 2021. Participating in EDIM is the next step in realizing the value of New Mexico's renewable energy potential for our customers, helping us ensure continued clean and reliable service at the lowest possible cost, Terry said. We know from our experience with the WAIM that coordination with other regional utilities can continue to deliver substantial efficiencies and cost benefits for our customers. With about 50000 customers, PNM is New Mexico's largest electricity provider. The utility said it plans to begin EDM participation as soon as 2027. CAISO CEO Elliot Mainzer said the ISO was pleased by PNM's announcement. We look forward to building on the proven track record of the Western Energy Imbalance Market to deliver even greater economic and reliability benefits to PNM customers, Mainzer said in a statement. Modeling connectivity playing a large role in PNM's choice of EDIM was a study the Brattle Group conducted for PNM and El Paso Electric that compared projected benefits of the utilities joining either EDIM or Markets Plus COMT. The production cost study carefully modeled transmission connectivity. It modeled a scenario in which three Arizona utilities, Arizona Public Service, Salt River Project, and Tucson Electric Power, join Markets Plus. The Arizona utilities haven't yet announced their day-ahead market choices, but they have expressed a preference for SPP's market and have participated in its development. Even with the Arizona utilities in Markets Plus, projected annual benefits for PNM would be $20.5 million if it joined EDIM, compared with $8 million from participating in Markets Plus. See Brattle, New Mexico study shows EDIM benefits outpacing Markets Plus. The Brattle results gave reassurance that PNM didn't have to follow the market choice of Arizona utilities in order to realize day-ahead market benefits. The Brattle study reinforced that PNM has adequate transmission connectivity to reach the benefits associated with the large and resource-diverse EDIM market, the company said in an email to RTO Insider. At the same time, PNM didn't have any major concerns with the Markets Plus design, the company said, adding that the EDIM choice was based on customer benefits from a reliability and economic perspective. Much of these benefits come from having diverse loads and resources spread over a large geography, PNM said. Guiding principles, PNM filed a letter with the New Mexico Public Regulation Commission on November 8 sharing its decision to go with EDIM. The brief letter references the set of guiding principles the Commission issued Oct 31 for utilities to consider in selecting a day-ahead market. CNMPRC issues guiding principles for electricity market participation. PNM said it made its day-ahead market decision after considering the Commission's principles, including the comparative analysis of customer benefits, the efficiency of resource dispatch, and the importance of robust stakeholder processes. The utility plans to file a more detailed response on how EDIM satisfies the PRC's guiding principles before signing implementation agreements with CAISO, the company said in an email. The Safi Corp in April became the first Western utility to fully commit to EDIM and sign an implementation agreement with CAISO. That was followed by NV Energy's announcement in May that it plans to join EDIM. The Balancing Authority of Northern California, Idaho Power, Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, and Portland General Electric also have made commitments to EDIM. As for El Paso Electric, which participated in the Brattle study with PNM, the utility has said it hopes to make a day-ahead market decision by the third quarter of 2025. The study's projected benefits for EPE are $19.1 million a year for EDIM versus $9.1 million for Markets Plus. The company may ask Brattle for analysis of additional scenarios, which could include EPE and PNM choosing different markets. EPE is expected to present the results of those studies to the PRC.